This is the Best of Daily Devotions by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information, go to believerstogether.com.
When we are not motivated by God's love, we naturally become critical of others. We stop looking for good in other people and we see only their faults. And soon the unity of believers is broken. Let's face it. Have you talked behind someone's back? Have you focused on others' shortcomings instead of their strengths? We need to remind ourselves of Jesus' command to love others as we love ourselves. So, when we begin to feel critical of someone, maybe we need to make a list of that person's positive qualities. And certainly don't say anything behind his back that you wouldn't say to his face. We're in Galatians chapter 5, and we're going to pick it up in verse 15 today. Galatians 5, verse 15, and Paul the Apostle says, "But instead of showing love among yourselves, you are always critical and catty. Watch out. Beware of ruining each other." Clearly, bitterness and hatred has an inevitable way of coming back to us. Now, I know there are those who would deny that fact, but it happens just the same. It does come back around. Legalism always leads to quarreling, and it always leads to bitterness. They, the church in Galatia, that is, they knew what they were supposed to be doing. We know what we're supposed to be doing. It was the law, after all. It wasn't like they were blind to it. Ironically, they ultimately failed to do the very thing that the law demanded. And what was that? They failed to love. They failed to grasp that love can never be mandated and it can never be forced. They needed Jesus to love that way, for he is love. And only with him inside of us can we love as he loves. Only then can the unnatural become so very natural. Clearly, there were problems in this Galatian church. Again, we need to remember to just whom Paul is writing here. This wasn't outsiders. He was writing to those who were actually in the church. Those who thought themselves anyway to be holy and upright. And I guess that should be a warning for all of us as believers, because we need to make sure that we never think we are out of Satan's reach. It's a strange truth that whole churches can become, yes, at times even built upon, the hatred of other people. They slander, they criticize. And not legitimate criticism over content, but criticism over style. They bite and they devour those on the outside, only to finally and inevitably, they turn inward and destroy each other. When you sanction that kind of behavior, you turn against the Savior himself. You turn against the embodiment of love. And ultimately, you commit spiritual suicide. Verse 16 says, "I advise you to obey only the Holy Spirit's instructions. He will tell you where to go and what to do, and then you won't always be doing the things your evil nature wants you to. For we naturally love to do evil things that are just the opposite of the things the Holy Spirit tells us to do. And the good things we want to do when the Spirit has His way with us, it's just the opposite of our natural desires. These two forces within us are constantly fighting each other to win control over us, and our wishes are never free from their pressures." Many of us are going to spend our lifetime struggling against Satan and our own demons in the flesh. We can go to AA or some other program to rid ourselves of our habits and our addictions. And you know what? Sometimes it actually works, but then we're just left with this gaping hole where such filled our lives at one time. So here in this verse, it lies the secret of holy living. And the answer is not to fight the darkness, but rather to turn on the light. The answer is to walk in the Spirit. And that walk demands movement. That walk demands involvement. A purpose to participate in an environment of action. A faith-filled immersion lifestyle. So not just in church, Rather, we're talking about a whole of our living out of his faith, the walking in the Spirit as an alternative to fulfilling the lusts of the flesh. The answer to not fulfilling the flesh is walking in the Spirit. It's in the offense, not the defense. If we are not actively pursuing a physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual lifestyle, well, then the best we can do is flail wildly in the dark at a quite slippery enemy and hope to keep it at bay most of the time. Paul tells us that if we are led by the Spirit, well, we're not under the law. And if we're not under the law, it's because we're under the Spirit. Now, it's not hard to make a leap here. If we aren't led by the Spirit, then we must acknowledge that we are under the law. Why? Because there is no in-between today. You're walking in God's Spirit of grace, or you are still under the law. And if you're under the law, you are still in bondage to its guilt, its condemnation, and its death. The choice, you see, is ours.
That was a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information about Pastor Tim Dodson or Believers City Church, go to believerstogether.com.